Esteemed listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we come to our chapter number 18, and this is the chapter of Riyadu Salihin, Babun fin Nahi anil Bid'i wa Muhdathatil Umuri. This is the chapter on the prohibition of innovations in introducing new matters in religion. The verses of the Quran. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال الله عز وجل says after the truth there is only deviation. Surah Yunus verse 32. The next verse of the Quran means the truth comes to you and now you still don't want to take heed. What can be left then if you're going to thread another path other than the truth? Let's go to the next verse. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ مَا فَرَّطْنَا فِي الْكِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, we have not omitted anything in the book. That is Surah Al-An'am, verse 38. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ if you dispute regarding any matter فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ then refer it to Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Messenger. This is Surah An-Nisa, verse 59. Next verse of the Quran. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Surah Al-An'am, verse 153. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, this is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow other paths, for they will deviate you from his path. Surah Al-An'am, verse 153. The next verse, وقال تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, say, O Nabi of Allah, say to them, إن كنتم تحبون الله, if you love Allah, then فاتبعوني, then follow me, you'll become يحببكم الله. You will then become, Allah will then love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ and the other beneficial aspect is that your sins will be forgiven. Surah Ali Imran, verse number 31. So this is what is being mentioned. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is our teacher. And he is addressing us, putting these verses, connecting these verses of the Quran, connecting it to the chapter, that is the chapter on the prohibition of innovations and introducing new matters in deen. Let's go to the first hadith. An Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, this heart has to be filled with the love that this is our mother, the spiritual mother of our ummah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. From a young age, we need to teach our children that this is your spiritual mother. And create the love, the muhabbat within the hearts of those young children. Qalat, she says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Whoever introduces into our religion that which is not part of it, that is, it will be rejected. فهو رد. فهو رد. It is rejected. And in a narration of Muslim, so that narration is mentioned in Bukhari, that narration is mentioned in as well as Muslim. وفي رواية لمسلم, the narration of Muslim, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. A person who does an action which we did not command, it will be rejected. It will be rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq Tomorrow we're going to touch on this hadith, hadith number 170. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give a talk, what would happen to his face? What would happen to his eyes? What happened to his voice? This is what we sing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us these opportunities. We need to take heed.